Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for Three Small Business Insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by Three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have Three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Ford Stokes.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show, activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. And we are going to have an action-packed show today. I've got Sam Davis, our esteemed executive producer, here with me. And we are going to be talking about a couple things. Number one is we're going to talk about big number and little number in retirement. What is your big overall portfolio number? And then also, what is that little number? And we'll talk about that here after we do the market update. But we're also going to talk about tax-free investing today and how, again, there's only two different types of tax-free investments. And we'll talk about that. We talked about it a few weeks ago and we got an overwhelming response. We wanted to make sure we revisited that and shared a couple of two new Roth ladder examples and also a brand new example on tax-free income that you can generate on your very own that you can never outlive. And we'll do that in segment four. So you're going to want to be around for that. So first, let's get started and talk straight into our market update.
Your Active Wealth market update.
So worker filings for jobless benefits declined to 547,000 last week, a new pandemic low that adds to evidence of a strengthening labor market and overall economic recovery. Initial unemployment claims, a proxy for layoffs, fell 39,000 last week from an upwardly revised 586,000 the prior week. The Labor Department said Thursday that put new claims on a seasonally adjusted basis below 600,000 for two consecutive weeks in mid-April, their lowest level since 2020. The four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility in the weekly figures, was 651,000, also a pandemic low. The median sales price for previously owned homes climbed a record high in March as a shortage of homes during the pandemic limited transactions, the National Association of Realtors said separately. And then also existing home sales dropped 3.7% in March from February to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 6.01 million, marking the second straight month of sales declines. Jobless claims remain higher than their pre-pandemic levels. The weekly average in 2019 was about 218,000, but last week's drop extended downward trend since the start of this year and raised expectations for further declines in coming weeks. This dip in jobless claims looks good in isolation, but what really matters is that it confirms that last week's unexpected plunge was no fluke, said Ian Shepherdson, a chief economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics. And then also, you know, a lot of folks are kind of bracing for what is looking like this sweeping, crazy climate change plan that the Biden administration is coming out with. Listen, we're all for green energy and a cleaner planet for sure, and better oxygen and cleaner water. At the same time, what people don't understand is that a majority of our, you know, power plants are powered by coal plants, which also dramatically contributes to tough stuff within the environment as well. So stocks kind of slide ahead of Biden's climate summit, and we'll be looking out for what happens on that. And then also American Airlines posted a $1.25 billion loss and also delayed getting new jets. And also the indices were mixed on Thursday, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 87 points in early trading, and then NASDAQ up 36.20 points, or up 0.26%, and the S&P 500 was down just up 1.43, which is 0.03%, respectively. All right, and so what we're talking about today, we are talking about two things. We're going to talk about your big number and your little number in retirement, and then we're also going to talk about tax-free investing, and I think you're going to find that to be something that's fairly remarkable. These are kind of six-figure secrets that can save you over six figures during your 35-plus year retirement, something you definitely want to consider. But the big number in retirement is your overall portfolio number, your liquid net worth. It doesn't include the house that you own, but it could include rental properties that generate income for you, but just the overall value of those properties. But mainly it's the amount of money you've got in your IRA or your portfolio or your investment accounts, or your Roth IRA, or all those combined. That's your big number. And your small number is your income, the monthly income number that you generate through retirement. And guess what? Retirement is more about income than anything. And you've got to do a great job at figuring how can you generate a consistent income from your portfolio every single month that is fee efficient, market efficient, and tax efficient. And also, you heard from us earlier, if you're curious to who an activator is, an activator is someone who listens to this radio show. It's someone who wants a tax efficient, market efficient, and fee efficient portfolio. We say it in all kinds of different order, but that's what it means. You want a retirement where you're not just giving money to that silent partner in retirement called the IRS. What's interesting about the IRS as your partner in retirement, they dramatically affect your small number, because if taxes go up in the future and you're charged at ordinary income tax rates, guess what? You're gonna be paying them more and more money. What's interesting about this partner with the IRS is that they're somebody that only wants money from you when you distribute money to yourself. And they also don't tell you how much of a cut they're going to take until after you've earned the money, until right when you distribute the money. And that's not the kind of partner you want in retirement. So why don't you ask yourself this question? Why do I have a partner like this in retirement? Why wouldn't I kick them out of being my partner in retirement? Why wouldn't I kick them all the way out so they're not my partner and either my big number in retirement, and also so they're not my partner with my small monthly income number that is incredibly important to me, so I can make ends meet, I can, or try to help out with a rehearsal dinner or or sending kids to college or just helping out, hey, can you help cover groceries this month? Because, you know, the primary breadwinner in your child's family lost their job or something. But also if you want to travel for your retirement, at least in the first 10 years of your retirement, where you can really enjoy it, really taking care of that small number and trying to be as efficient in distributing income to yourself during retirement is incredibly, incredibly important. And one of the best ways to do that is to implement a Roth ladder conversion and kick the IRS out of your retirement. And the other way is to invest in a product that can give you tax-free income that you can never outlive, and also give you a primary death benefit on the primary breadwinner as well. And what else is great is you can just invest in this product for, say, a 5 or 10 year period, call it a 5-pay or a 10-pay. And you can enjoy an income that is 100% tax-free. And we'll get into that in segment 4. But in growing your large number, and we only have a couple minutes left here in this segment, but in growing your large number, you also want to make sure that you understand the fees you are paying, the correlation of your assets, and right now you definitely want to understand the quality of the bonds that you hold in your portfolio and what's your exposure in potentially losing market value on your bonds, not necessarily losing the income that your bonds pay out. And the best way to do that is just visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. And we're happy to give you a free, no obligation retirement plan to age 95, where we address your large number and your small number, but we'll also give you a portfolio analysis so you can understand the fees you're paying, the risk you're taking with your current investments. And also, for many of you, you've been in the same investment portfolio, a 60-40 portfolio for years. Right now, that 40% of your portfolio is quite the boat anchor drag on your portfolio, because in a slightly rising interest rate environment, your bonds are worth less than the new bonds that come out with a higher interest rate. So we want to be careful about all of those things. We're going to talk about our word of the week right when we come back in segment two. I think you're going to want to hear that. We've got our beating bank CD segment in segment three. We're going to also play two new excerpts that were towards the end of my Annuity 360 book. And we're going to play chapter 16 and chapter 17 that basically talk about how to build a successful retirement and how to take risk out of your portfolio with chapter 16 by investing a portion of your bond portion of your portfolio in fixed index annuities. And then chapter 17, I think you're going to really like hearing that, because you can implement a Roth ladder conversion within an annuity. Most people don't know that, and we're going to talk through that in segment four. But you're listening to Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. You're going to want to come back and hear our word of the week, beating bank CDs, and how to reduce risk and reduce taxes in your portfolio right here on AM 920 The Answer. We're so glad you're with us, and we'll be right back. Welcome back, Activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor, right here on AM 920 The Answer. And let's go ahead. We're going to go straight into our Word of the Week. Don't you
know? Here's our Successful Retirement Word of the Week.
Our Word of the Week is retirement income. Retirement income can include Social Security income benefits, as well as many benefits from annuities, retirement or profit sharing plans, insurance contracts, IRAs, even rental income, etc. The simplified method, this method is used to calculate the tax-free portion of each pension or annuity payment as well. And so that's really the definition of retirement income. It's income that you get on a monthly basis that can help pay for your expenses to live during retirement. Also, for many of you, and that's what we're calling the small number, and really it's the most important number, because income in retirement is one of the most important things out there. It's not just your large number, right? Also, if you think taxes are going to go up in the future, then I would encourage you to consider kicking the IRS out of your retirement account, your IRA, your 401k, your 403b, your 457, or your SEP IRA, or your simple IRA. If you have any of those accounts, I would encourage you to give our office a call at 770-685-1777. Again, 770-685-1777. Our goal is to make sure that we make your small number as large of a number on a monthly basis as possible, so you can really enjoy retirement, especially that those first 10 to 15 years, where you can travel and really enjoy and see the world now that we're done, we're getting over the COVID-19 pandemic. But also, one of the ways to do that is make sure it's a tax efficient plan. And in segment four, we're going to talk about how to implement Roth ladder conversions. And then we're also going to talk about how to implement a tax-free income by buying a single product. And we'll share that in segment four. But let's talk right now about the retirement income gap, and specifically the folks with your small number. Did you know that every single married couple, at least one of the folks that are in the married couple are going to face at least a 33% drop in Social Security income in their lifetime, guaranteed. That's the surviving spouse. So let's say the male who's worked all his life outside the home and the wife has worked harder than the husband inside the home by taking care of the kids, kind of get an amen as you're driving around, ladies. But let's say the husband has a $30,000 a year Social Security income benefit. And let's say the wife and both of them filed at age 67 or 66 in a few months. So they reach, both of them reach full retirement age. Well, if the husband's making $30,000 a year in Social Security income benefit, the wife can get 50% of his and she'll make $15,000 a year. So the two of them combined is $45,000 a year in Social Security income benefits. And that's good. I mean, that's a good income that works. And you can usually make ends meet on that, especially if you have your house paid off. But at the same time, I want to be clear about something. Guys, we usually pass away first. When the male passes away, the wife is going to lose her Social Security income and she's going to get his, and she's guaranteed to lose $15,000 in income on the day that he dies. Guys and gals, we need to be planning for that eventual date. We need to plan to make sure that our large number is large enough to deliver a small number that's large enough so that we can handle this eventual Social Security income loss. I mean, listen, Social Security was created during the Roosevelt administration to provide a retirement income for low-wage earners and low-wage income earners. Now it's the number one or number two source of retirement income for virtually all Americans. I mean, it's literally a vast, vast majority. I mean, 95%+ of Americans, the Social Security income is either the number one or number two source of income in the United States. And don't just take my word for it. You can check out SSA.gov and IRS.gov to see all the proof right there in many of their publications. And so we've got to do a better job at planning that small number. And we can get into it right now. Here's how you implement a Roth ladder conversion to help you maximize the small number, but also maximize the large number. And I'll give you some examples in segment four, but I'm just going to tell you, a Roth ladder conversion is where you're converting a portion of your IRA to your Roth IRA each year. You have to pay taxes on that in the same tax year that you take the conversion. And in fact, you really need to pay the taxes on that within within that quarter. But what's nice about that is you've kicked the IRS out of taxing on the growth of that principal that is remaining. And also the best way to do a Roth ladder conversion is take an investment account and take a portion of that investment account out, which is a taxable account. I'm doing air quotes right now of taxable. A taxable account is just your investment account. It'd be a joint investment account, or it could be your individual investment account. But let's say you've got $100,000 you want to convert and you're in a 20% tax bracket. You take $20,000 out of the investment account. Let's say you got $100,000 in that investment account. You take $20,000 out of it, you got $80,000 left over in the investment account, but the $100,000 moves from your IRA to your Roth IRA dollar for dollar. That's right. 100% of the dollars that you move from your IRA to your Roth IRA move into a tax-free. It goes from a tax-deferred environment within the IRA or 401k and into a Roth IRA. And if you can't really do a Roth IRA conversion until you actually have money in an IRA. You don't really implement a Roth IRA conversion without money first being moved from the 401k into an IRA account. So you move money from an IRA account to a Roth IRA to implement a Roth ladder conversion. The reason it's called a ladder is because you want to implement a little bit each year for 5 years in a row, and each year is considered a rung on the ladder. And that's really important because we want to keep you below the 24% tax bracket. We want to keep you at 24% or lower when you're doing conversions right now. Did you know from 1960 to 1963, the current 24% tax bracket is, believe it or not, was 56%. That's 8% higher. That's 8% higher than 2x of where we are right now. So what does that mean to you? Let's say you take out $10,000 for a cruise you want to go on. Okay. Well, if we go back to where we were during the Kennedy years, which was when a Democrat was in power, you're looking at giving the IRS $5,600 and you get $4,400 to pay towards you going on the cruise. So that means you need to literally take much north of a lot more than $20,000 to be able to go on your $10,000 cruise. I don't think the IRS deserves that much of your money. Many people don't realize that the IRS is a silent partner in your retirement account, and you need to kick them out. You absolutely do. And we do this every week. And I'm going to give you two great examples of real life people. We've changed the names to protect the innocent, that helps them make their big number more attractive and their big number more efficient. And then also helps their small number be great and tax-free, and allows them to kind of take future tax increase risk off the table. And listen, as a fiduciary, it's my job to take risk off the table for my clients. And that's exactly what I'm doing every week. I do it all day, every day. I preach Roth conversion because I believe in it. And also, you really need to start doing Roth conversions before you have to start taking RMDs at age 72. So we need to kind of do that between the time you retire or the time you've got depressed income, where let's say you got laid off and you went a year without really working very much, but you had, you know, some reserves you were living on, but you didn't have a lot of income. That'd be a great year to do a conversion. So that's something to consider. But again, our goal here is just to try to make sure that we're prepared to fill that retirement income gap. And we can do that through a couple of strategies. One would be a fixed index annuity that you can invest in, or index universal life insurance that you can generate an income that you can never outlive. And so when one spouse passes away, guess what? The money, the income is there to help backfill that retirement income gap that is caused by the loss of at least 33% of the Social Security income that comes into the household. And I mean, listen, we're going to talk through in next segment about beating bank CDs. We're going to play chapter 16, which is about how to reduce risk in your portfolio by investing in fixed index annuities. We're going to play that from my excerpt from my book, Annuity 360. And we're so glad you're with us here on the AM 920 The Answer on the Active Wealth Show. We also want to thank you for making our show the number one most listened to show on AM 920 The Answer on the weekends. You folks are awesome, and we really appreciate you. And we'll be right back. We're going to talk about beating bank CDs. We're going to talk about how to reduce risk in your portfolio. We're going to talk more about tax smart investing, tax efficient investing with Roth IRA conversions, and how to generate a tax-free income for life that you can never outlive. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM 920 The Answer. All right, welcome back to the Active Wealth Show, Activators. I'm Ford Stokes, your Chief Financial Advisor. And Sam, let's go ahead and get right into it. Let's play our beating bank CD sounder.
Need a higher rate of return from your safe money? Listen up. It's time to beat the bank CD rates.
We're talking about beating bank CDs. Many of you still own bank CDs, and maybe they're paying you 2 or 3% because you got them a couple years ago and they're about to sunset. And if you go to look to put money back in bank CDs right now, because you just want to, you're worried about the market or whatever that is, you're worried about what the Biden administration is going to do, I would encourage you to consider investing in either a multi-year guaranteed annuity that's safe. We've got a two-year multi-year guaranteed annuity that's offering 2.15%. We've got a three-year multi-year guaranteed annuity that's offering 2.4%. And we've got a five-year that's offering 3.05%. And that's 4 to 6 times more than what a typical bank CD is paying. And if you go to SunTrust or Truist now, or Bank of America or any of those banks and ask them for a bank CD, they're going to pay you like 0.03 or 0.05 of 1%. I mean, it's so small that you're basically paying them to take your money and protect your money. And that's crazy. I mean, don't do that. And then the other big one is investing in a fixed index annuity that can get you a 10% bonus to pay you 5 to 7+%. I mean, I've got clients that made over 7% last year with the SILAC Teton Bonus 14. They got a 10% bonus on top of it. So because the Barclays Atlas 5 index in the year 2020, get this, it made 7.15%. And the Barclays Atlas 5 and the Teton Bonus 14 was offering 95% of the growth of that index. So you had 95% of 7.51. That's pretty great stuff without your money being at risk in the market. So the way to beat a bank CD is to invest in some type of annuity, whether it's a multi-year guaranteed annuity or a fixed index annuity that can get you market-like gains without market risk and also give you great income. And right now what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how to reduce risk in your portfolio, specifically the risk associated, and there's a bunch of risks associated with bonds. You've got longevity risk, market risk, inflation risk, sequence of return risk, and I would just encourage you to consider a smart plan that would include smart risk and smart safe. So Sam, let's go ahead and play chapter 16, which is reduce risk in your portfolio with fixed index annuities. Also, if you want a copy of my free book, all you have to do is visit annuity360.net. That's annuity360.net. Or you can just send me an email at Ford@ActiveWealth, and we'll send you a free hard copy of my book, Annuity 360, or we'll send you an ebook copy, your choice. And go ahead and play chapter 16 there for Sam in how to reduce risk in your portfolio with annuities.
Chapter 16. Reduce risk in your portfolio with annuities. Big idea. An annuity can protect against several risks that can affect retirees and pre-retirees and offer a better financial safety net than other investment types. One of the biggest benefits of investing in annuities is reducing risk in your portfolio. With current market volatility, pre-retirees and retirees are more concerned than ever about their retirement funds and protecting their hard-earned wealth. We believe that annuities can be the answer to risks in your portfolio. Longevity risk. Retirees and pre-retirees are concerned about outliving their wealth. We have offered some strategies in this book that will stretch your retirement funds, such as following the 4% rule. But annuities can offer even more protection against this fear. We are living longer, so it is important to plan for at least 3 decades of retirement. An annuity can help create an income you can never outlive. Your money will last for your entire retirement by utilizing monthly, quarterly, or yearly distributions from your annuity account after your money grows during the accumulation phase. Market risk. Fixed index annuities can protect you from market risk. These annuities are not actually invested in the market. They are only tied to a specific market index. This means that you enjoy all the benefits of your market index when it performs well, but you are not exposed to any of the market risks should your index perform poorly. You will either make money or remain flat. You will never lose any money. Zero is your hero. Inflation risk. Annuities can offer riders that can help you adjust for inflation. Even though a rider might reduce your payout, protecting yourself from inflation will ensure that your money lasts and is not exposed to any unnecessary risk. It is important to have an annuity with a payout linked to the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, instead of one that increases at a fixed rate each year to ensure you are protected against inflation risk. An annuity that increases at a flat rate each year does not offer sufficient protection against inflation. Sequence of return risk. An annuity with a lifetime withdrawal benefit can counteract the effects of a down market at the start of your retirement. Research conducted by RetireOne has shown that you can flip 15 years of returns from retiring during a recession to retiring during a market that is up and completely change your retirement outlook. The positive returns would offset your withdrawals and grow your assets before your account felt the effects of a negative return. Consider a smart safe plan. With a smart safe plan, your money is invested not in the market. The characteristics of investing not in the market include growth with safety, market upside, limited to no downside, principal and gains protection, low cost, 0 to 1% annual fee, time horizon of 7 to 14 years, can earn 5 to 7% annually, options are available for guaranteed income. Here are some examples of not in the market investing. Bank CDs. The annual percentage yield, APY, is about 1 to 2%. Your time horizon is typically 1 to 3 years, and you cannot access the funds until the contract is up. Treasuries. The APY is about 3%. Your time horizon is 10 years, and you cannot access the funds until the 10 years is up. Fixed annuities. The annual percentage yield is between 3 and 4%. Your time horizon is typically 4 to 7 years. You are able to access the funds during the contract period. Multi-year guaranteed annuities, or MIGAs. You get between 2 and 4% growth on your principal depending on the duration of your policy. This is less growth than a fixed index annuity, but it is guaranteed. The annuity company is required to pay you the rate they promise for the duration of your policy. Fixed index annuities. You receive between 5 and 7% growth on your principal. The time horizon is 7 to 14 years, and you do have access to the funds in your account if you need them. A smart safe plan does not invest your money directly in the market. Your investment is tied to an index without being invested directly in it. This means that you get a portion of the market gains without the market risk. You may want to consider investing in a fixed index annuity over other not in the market options. If you invest in treasuries or CDs, you will lose ground in your investment due to inflation. Investing in a fixed index annuity will likely cut down on your inflation risk. We prefer accumulation annuities because they minimize your risk in several areas and they lock in your gains through the use of point-to-point protection periods, meaning you won't lose money.
I wanted to make sure you understand the big idea there that we said. It's annuity can protect against several risks that can affect retirees and pre-retirees, and it also offers a better financial safety net than other investment types. You just heard how it kind of addresses and kind of combats longevity risk, market risk, inflation risk, and sequence of return risk. I just wanted to reiterate, a smart plan is kind of a two-part or even three-part way of looking at it. So a smart financial plan involves smart risk, which could be tactical asset allocation. If you're trying to get into smart safe with fixed index annuities or multi-year guaranteed annuities, to do bond replacements to replace the 40% in your portfolio that's bonds, usually 60% is usually in equities for a retiree portfolio. It's using more on portfolio theory with what Harry Markowitz did in 1952. So it's a very almost a 70-year-old investment strategy. You've got an opportunity here to have a new 60-40. You've got an opportunity to invest in a fixed index annuity that can get you tax-deferred growth and market-like growth without market risk. So that is something we want you to consider. And you can get my free book. All you got to do is visit annuity360.net, or you can visit activewealth.com. And we've got a slider and a section on there that offers the free book. And we'll send you a free copy, absolutely no cost to you. And you can also call our office at 770-685-1777 if you want a Roth ladder conversion consultation, absolutely for free, at no obligation to you, so you can understand and make an informed financial decision of how to get more tax efficient with your portfolio. We are happy to help you. We do that because we're fiduciaries. We need to put your needs ahead of our own. Again, you can just call our office at 770-685-1777. Deborah and our team are ready standing by to take your calls. And again, you just give our office a call at 770-685-1777. 1-877, or you can visit activewealth.com and click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner, and you get booked right into my calendar. You get to talk to me, the host of the Active Wealth Show, and I'm a fiduciary, Series 65 licensed advisor, got an MBA with finance econ concentration, and also life and health license here in the state of Georgia and other states. And we look forward to helping you. And when we come back, we're going to dive into these Roth IRA examples. We're still going to be talking about your little number and your big number within retirement. And we're going to talk about how to generate a completely tax-free income that you can never outlive. You're listening to the Active Wealth Show right here on AM920 The Answer. We hope you come right back for these important Roth ladder conversion examples and how to generate tax-free income. And welcome back, Activators, to segment 4 here on the Active Wealth Show. And we're so glad you're listening to us here on AM920 The Answer. And one of the reasons why we exist is we're trying to take future risk off the table for our clients. We also try to educate everyone here on this show. And we're going to be talking about Roth ladder conversion examples and also how to generate tax-free income that you can never outlive here on this in this segment 4. But a lot of people don't understand that you can implement a Roth ladder conversion within a fixed index annuity if you've got qualified funds in an IRA, a 401k, 457, or SEP IRA, or simple IRA, so or 403b. So here's the deal. We're just going to ask you to consider implementing a Roth IRA conversion, even in part, even if just the bond portion of your IRA, and invest in a fixed index annuity. But did you know you can also do the Roth conversion within that annuity? And we've got a chapter on that in my new book. It's called Chapter 17. You can buy an annuity with your Roth IRA account. And so I would encourage everybody to really listen to this chapter carefully. It's only 3 minutes long. And Sam, go ahead and play that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about those Roth examples and we're going to kind of give some impressions on this Chapter 17. So go ahead, Sam, and play Chapter 17. You can buy an annuity with your Roth IRA account.
Chapter 17. You can buy an annuity with your Roth IRA account. Big idea. Many people don't know this, but there are at least 5 annuity carriers who allow you to invest your Roth IRA account into a fixed index annuity, and many others are beginning to follow suit. A Roth IRA is an individual retirement account, IRA, under United States law that is generally not taxed upon distribution, provided certain conditions are met. The principal difference between Roth IRAs and most other tax-advantaged retirement plans like IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457s, SEP IRAs, etc., is that contributions into the Roth IRA are invested with after-tax dollars and qualified withdrawals from the Roth IRA plan are tax-free, and growth within the account is also tax-free. The Roth IRA was introduced as part of the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997 and is named for Senator William Roth, who introduced and sponsored the legislation. This may surprise you, but you can actually invest your Roth IRA account into a fixed indexed annuity. As of the printing of this book, there are 5 annuity carriers that will eagerly accept a full Roth IRA conversion from your IRA. There are only 3 annuity carriers that can handle partial conversions. But more carriers are adjusting their business operations and illustration software to accommodate Roth IRA investments into their annuity products. The largest annuity carrier in the United States allows for Roth IRA investment into their annuities. They allow Roth IRAs in all of their current fixed indexed annuities, full and partial, with some parameters including, number 1, Roth conversions will create new policy numbers, so they will show in separate accounts, but this does not change any product feature or the surrender schedule with the annuity product. Number 2, conversions must be at least the product minimum premium between $10,000 and $20,000 each. Therefore, You cannot implement a Roth conversion that is less than $10,000 to $20,000 depending on the annuity product. The title of my next book is Taxes Are on Sale. I will cover all the aspects of Roth IRAs, Roth IRA conversions, and why now may be the best time to kick the IRS out of your retirement account with a Roth IRA conversion. I believe that taxes will likely increase in the future, so a strategic Roth ladder conversion will help reduce your future tax risk and save you six figures in taxes paid during your 30-plus year retirement. Please do not let your current Roth IRA account or your desire to convert your IRA to a Roth IRA impede you from investing into a fixed indexed annuity.
So we just listened to the fact that you absolutely can implement a Roth IRA within a fixed index annuity. Many people don't know that. They don't know, but there are at least five, and the number of annuity carriers are growing out there. There's five annuity carriers who will help you implement a Roth ladder conversion within an annuity that you purchase from them with IRA dollars. And many others are starting to jump on this train too, because they're all competing for baby boomer dollars, and thousands and thousands of baby boomers are implementing Roth conversions every single day. And we're working with all kinds of folks doing that too ourselves. And if you've got questions about how to implement a Roth ladder conversion, all you've got to do is give our office a call at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. That's activewealth.com. And we're happy to help you. You can just click that set an appointment button in the upper right corner. So let me give you a couple of Roth examples. And I promise this, I want to make sure. So Janice has $970,000 in her IRA. She worked for, basically was kind of like the office manager for a major law firm and just kept growing it. She's doing a Roth conversion over 12 years. She is divorced and single, so she's converting $120,000 a year for 12 years, and she's retiring like right at 60 years old. She's got a tax savings over her 35-year retirement of $577,920. That's $577,920 off of $970,000 that are sitting in her IRA. So a Roth conversion clearly is a six-figure secret if you implement it the correct way. You can save six figures during retirement if you just take action and implement a Roth ladder conversion. Like, you can save your teeth if you just go to the dentist and you floss and you brush your teeth. You can save hundreds of thousands of dollars if you just implement a Roth ladder conversion with your six-figure IRA. And I've got one example where Brian and Kelly, he's got $680,000 in his IRA, and she has $1 million in her IRA. They're retiring early as well at age 60. They will convert $228,000 a year for 12 years to include converting the growth on their account. And they are going to save, it's estimated here, they're going to save $1.174 million off of their $1.68 million IRAs together. But they're able to convert at a higher rate because they're married filing jointly, and the 24% bracket is remarkable because it helps you get, you can go all the way up to $328,900. That's the top end of the 24% tax bracket is $328,900, and they're living on right at $100,000 a year. They're planning to, they're doing like Airbnb stuff. They're backpacking and hiking and all that stuff. They're pretty awesome folks, and they're independent and they're getting cheap flights, but they're going to travel for 10 to 12 years and they've got their house paid for. And they're just going to take $100,000 out, but they're going to convert $228,000 every year. And they're going to save $1.174 million off of it. She's got a pension as well, so that helps. That helps them meet their income needs. But also in both instances, both Janice and also Brian and Kelly, all of them converted their money using an investment account to pay the taxes, so their money moved dollar for dollar over.
So let's recap what you may have missed. It's the final countdown.
It's the final countdown.
So today we talked about a market update. We talked about your big number, which is your large nest egg number. And we talked about your small number, which is your retirement income number. We talked about retirement income gap planning. We talked about what's going to happen when one spouse passes away, that the other spouse is going to lose at least 33% of their Social Security income. We got to have a plan for that. And we walked you through chapter 16 and chapter 17 of my book, Annuity 360. You can get a free book at annuity360.net. And we also walked you through two strong Roth ladder conversion examples. We ran out of time, but next week we'll talk about tax-free income planning and on at least two segments. So you're going to want to stay tuned on tax-free income planning right here on AM920 The Answer. And I hope everyone has a great week. We're going to talk about tax smart investing next week right here on the Active Wealth Show on AM920 The Answer. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to protect the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Hugh Hewitt here for Active Wealth. The professionals at Active Wealth won't just hang in there with your investments. They'll work hard to protect and grow your wealth so that you can enjoy the well-earned, successful retirement that you deserve. Active Wealth will deliver a tax-efficient portfolio for you. Visit ActiveWealth.com to book your free financial consultation. They're right here in Atlanta, so contact them today at ActiveWealth.com. Listen to the Active Wealth Show with Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor. The Active Wealth Show, this Saturday from noon to 1.